Well, everyone has heard of the Click It or Ticket. You're about to hear of the Click It and Ticket over at Kenai Central High School. I'm talking with Officer Mitch Langseth, who is over there at Kenai High. And where did you get this sort of a spinoff of the Click It or Ticket?
Well, Merrill, it's been a program for the state of Alaska to 100% compliance Click It or Ticket. So anybody caught wearing a seatbelt, not wearing a seatbelt, was ticketed. So we decided to put a positive reinforcement and bring it here to Kenai Central High School.
Okay, so positive reinforcement meaning if you found somebody with their seatbelt on, then you gave them a ticket.
That's correct, and we selected our winners based on students who came to the parking lot wearing their seatbelt.
Okay, so they got a chance to win something if you caught them wearing their seatbelt.
Yes, they did, and I have some happy winners with me here today.
Okay, here's one of those happy winners. How much did you win?
I won $50.
$50? That's at least a pint of gasoline, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what did you feel when Mitch, or Officer Mitch, caught you wearing your seatbelt? Did you feel like you'd done something wrong?
A little bit, but then I realized it wasn't wrong.
Okay, now I forgot to ask you your name.
I'm Christiana Garcia.
Christiana Garcia. What year are you in here at Kenai?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, is this positive reinforcement? Do you think it'll help you remember to click your seatbelt?
Yes, it will. The $50 will definitely help me remember.
That's a good reinforcement. Another one of our winners was?
Victoria Silk.
Victoria Silk, that's kind of a soft name.
I guess.
Now, did you know about the program and were you wearing your seatbelt specifically because you thought, you know, if the cop sees me with it on, then maybe I'll get a chance to win something?
No, just...
You just do it all the time?
Yeah.
Do you feel safer in your seatbelt?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if not, I would probably get hurt if we got in an accident.
So do you like having something for doing something right, someone telling you you're doing something right, rather than telling you when you're doing something wrong?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Okay, have you talked to a lot of your colleagues at school about this?
Not really.
Do you think more people will wear their seatbelts now because of the program?
Probably, because, I mean, you could get in a lot of trouble if you didn't.
Well, congratulations. I'll meet you over at the Tesoro station. We can fill out my car, okay? Mitch, how do you think the program went?
I thought it was great, Merrill. It was a lot of fun. We partnered with State Farm, and we partnered with the Alaska Highway Safety Office, and the Kenai Police Department, and then Kenai Central High School. And we used the Alaska Peace Officers Association, and all those people played an important part in making this happen, and it went well. We had a lot of positive feedback.
Now, one of the things that I see, you know, when I went to school, I mean, there weren't cops on campus, you know, and as a matter of fact, cops were something that you wanted to hide from, you know, and when you saw one and you were close to one, you start feeling guilty, whether you've done anything wrong or not. Now, I see you interacting with these students, and I sense that they feel you're their friend, that you're there to help them. And now giving them a chance to win something for doing something right, that's something we haven't heard much about before.
I really agree. One of the things that when I got assigned to come here as a school resource officer is I didn't want to be a gotcha guy. And today it was kind of funny that it was a gotcha, but we got you for a good reason. And it was for wearing your seatbelt, because there are a lot of statistics that support that when you wear your seatbelt, you're less likely to get injured or killed in an automobile accident. And teens typically do not wear their seatbelt to the same rate that adults do.
And overall, do you feel this relationship that you're building with the students will help them make better choices rather than making weak ones as they continue to grow and mature?
I agree. If we got 100% seatbelt compliance, we would reduce the number of injuries and deaths, and we would slowly work ourselves out of a job if we had everybody making good choices.
Wouldn't that be nice? Now, Nancy Mitchell's with State Farm, and you deal with insurance, Nancy, and parents hate having to pay the rates that they do. Do you think these type of programs will help ultimately bring the rates down, but also save kids' lives because they do make better choices when they're behind the wheel?
Absolutely. I was reminiscing with Officer Langseth about 10 years ago or 15 years ago during prom night. There was a fatality of 4 kids. You know, 5 years ago, there's fatalities with teenagers. This year, there were no fatalities, and I know it has to do with wearing seatbelts, safety awareness on the highway, and probably more officers on the highway, too.
Look at that smile on Mitch's face when he says zero. Nobody. You weren't called out on any crises. That must feel really good.
It does. It's one of the things that we hope for every spring, because we know between the time of prom and the time of graduation, if we're going to have poor choices, that's when they're going to happen.
And there's nothing worse on that particular night. such a level of success to have such a tragedy. Great job this year. Clickit and Ticket is working over at Kenai Central High School. Maybe it'll be working someplace else in the future. And I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-clicked sound of KSRM.